This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix
106.5. I was telling Charlotte, I think we took, at least for me, it was like 2 days too many off. I actually missed my turn getting to work today. My brain just, it took too many days off.
Did you really?
I did. So like, I just think I'm not quite here yet. But,
well, good morning and happy Monday, everyone.
What's up, everybody? Yeah, everybody's back in the studio. What's up? Happy Monday. Welcome back to the show. We are live this morning and we're good. It's like my body's here. My brain's still Sunday at about 5 p.m. So
yeah.
we'll catch up in a second. It's fine.
Yeah.
We're back after a little hiatus. So obviously there's a lot to talk about. If we only had 30 seconds, though, to recap the best parts of your last 10 days, what would it be, Jess?
If I had to use one word to describe my vacation with our family in San Diego, it would be peaceful.
Oh, peaceful. Good.
It was just like we were just so full of love and good food and fun times. We saw all of our family and friends in San Diego. We hadn't been there in about 5 years. And so it was a lot of fun. Got a lot of sunshine. It was the best.
I think sunshine was probably the key point, right, of the last couple of days. So I went to the Cayman Islands with my mom. Mom and I take a trip every single year, and we did it big this year. International trip with your mom, especially as she gets older, is always a big venture, but it was great. I think I planned this really smart, though, because we did the Cayman Islands, great. I was like, oh my God, I don't want to come home. And then went back to Georgia and spent like 2.5 days with my whole family, including my sister's triplets. Now, 2.5 days with triplets, nothing makes you want to leave faster. Like about like a day and a half in, I'm like, woo, let's get back to work.
Yeah.
Like, let's go. I cannot wait to like get back to my place and like get back to work.
Your space.
So, get back to my space.
Yeah, like, that's funny.
I dropped my bags back in my house last night and I was like,
the quiet.
I turned like nothing on.
Yeah.
There's like no sound.
Yeah.
There was no noise.
Yeah.
I didn't want to turn a TV on, a podcast on, a radio. I didn't want to hear no noise. It's like the first noise I've heard in like 12 hours.
That's funny.
And I'm happy for that. Charlotte, how was your time?
It was good, man. I held it down. I went to Pride, though. That was fun.
That was really fun.
It was very prideful.
Yeah.
It was like just good to be around everybody being happy and dancing.
Was it good? Was weather okay for it?
It was, you know, it was really smoggy that day because of the wildfires.
We'll get into that with the top three because I was confused. I was confused. I think I don't know if anyone knew. That's why I was like, what's happening? And I was like, why is it kind of like smoky and stuff
wild.
Like that?
Yeah, but it was all good. Right.
Well,
glad you guys are back.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back.
Now.
Trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess.
Number three.
No King's Day protests unfolded all over the country over the weekend. And one of the protests took place in Baltimore's Patterson Park in opposition to President Trump and his administration. The protests staged at thousands of locations around the country were all promoted as peaceful. And Baltimore's was no different. The event featured music, food, speakers. The protests were sparked after some of the administration's decisions on immigration. Breaking yesterday, the Trump administration has directed ICE to pause immigration arrests on the agricultural, hospitality, and restaurant industries, which rely in large part on labor from immigrants. However, the pause does not affect ongoing raids on factories or on city streets, but it does halt planned sweeps at hundreds of food service and hospitality sites while the agency reviews economic impacts.
Number two.
If you were seeing smoke in Harford County and Baltimore County area, officials say don't worry. The smoke was due to wildfires in New Jersey and Canada. So I was seeing that. Charlotte just mentioned that when she was out for Pride, she saw it. I was in Timonium and I was like, why is it so smoky over here? So there are no active wildfires at this time. The smoke you were seeing and smelling was actually coming from fires burning hundreds of miles away. However, the smoke may have caused obviously reduced visibility in the air quality. You did notice a difference in that. But that's why that was all that was going on. I was really confused.
It's kind of getting like the normal thing now this time of year. Then the summers, we're getting these like Canadian wildfires that start coming down and stuff like that. But it's kind of scary, right? You're saying during Pride, it was kind of like a thing, right?
Yeah, like coming into the city, the skyline was obscured. Yeah. Like it was kind of crazy, yeah. Honestly.
Number one.
Jersey Shore's Mike the Situation Sorrentino has announced that he and his wife are now officially intervention certified. The news comes as he celebrates his 10th year of sobriety, and he shared the news and revealed that they are launching their own treatment center brand called the Archangel Centers, and the facilities will focus on mental health and substance abuse treatments for adolescents and adults, opening later this year in New Jersey. And Mike called the achievement personal, describing it as an apology to myself. And the reality TV star has been very open about his past addiction struggles. And so I'm a huge Jersey Shore fan. I still watch Jersey Shore Family Vacation. And this is really cool because he and his wife have been working on this for a very, very long time. So the fact that it's actually happening. So congratulations on not only 10 years of sobriety, but using a story that was all over the world and that I felt like he was kind of just like this massive enemy for a really, really long time.
Right.
And using that to help people. And he's also done that throughout his time on the show. So he's always gone to centers and shared his story. But he just really wanted in his own place that him and his wife could open for
people. It's cool.
People.
I mean, to especially to see someone that... Yeah, I was known for that.
Dude, you know? He was out of control.
It should be a success story for anybody.
Absolutely.
If you're struggling with something like that, to be able to see someone that was like literally had a brand, his brand was Party Boy. I mean, hopefully that should give anybody that's struggling hope to know that, like, yeah, hopefully you see yourself in that a little bit. Say if Mike the Situation could turn himself around and can now be a coach for somebody else.
Yeah. This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Okay. If you were going to rob a gas station, which we don't recommend, don't do it. But if you were going to rob a gas station, what would your getaway car of choice be? Like think about that, because what our guy chose was the absolute wrong thing. It was the wrong choice. And that's what we're going to get into today in PA So Cray Cray. Did you miss us? Did you miss us? If you've never been here for PA So Cray Cray, we need to explain this segment to you because it sounds a little harsh on the outside, but it's really just more of a question mark more than a statement, right?
It's not harsh at all. Like, we've just created a segment for our neighbors that we love in PA that is surrounded around the bizarre, unique, trending stories.
Right, trending.
Okay. These are trending nationally,
yeah.
And we just choose to discuss on what's going on down the road.
Right. You know, we're a show out of Maryland, and trust me, we keep up, obviously, everything happened in Maryland, we'll talk about. We keep up with D.C. stuff, Virginia, Delaware, for sure. Anything mid-Atlantic we got. But then everything in Pennsylvania, I'll be damned if not once a week, there's not a story happening up there that we're not like, wait, what? Like, what is happening? And once again, proving it to you again, with PA So Cray Cray, this happened last week while we were out.
So there was a gas station robbery, which, I mean, hey, listen, they happen here all the time.
Yeah.
This would not even be a story that we would cover typically if it happened here in Maryland, right? It would just have gone by like a normal week, right? But here's where the story gets a little bit weird. So this happened last week. This guy goes in and he robs a gas station. What makes this so weird was his getaway car of choice. What this man does was he goes in, but this man is on rollerblades. So I want you to picture this.
Okay.
This man really made a choice when he did this. He goes
in. Yeah,
he's
like skipping the getaway car. I am the getaway car.
He was the getaway car.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was like a wise choice or if it wasn't, because think how many things could go wrong on rollerblades.
Unless he really is confident in his rollerblading abilities.
Our guy really must have known what he was doing. He had a strong confidence in his blading skills, I guess.
Yeah.
So he goes in and he flashes a gun, he flashes a knife, and he's like, hey, this poor 19-year-old clerk on the inside.
No.
He's like, hey, give me all your money. And obviously, the clerk, this poor little 19-year-old boy was like, sure, like, here, just take all the money.
Yeah.
And then, like, literally out of, like, it looks like a scene out of, like, a 90s movie. The guy literally, like,
falls.
No, he doesn't fall. He wistfully skates away.
With the money?
Like, with the money. He's wearing a hoodie.
That's so annoying.
Shorts, face mask, everything.
Not shorts. Okay.
He's in white rollerblades.
What?
There's surveillance, this whole thing. This thing almost looks like a comedy because he's so good at rollerblading.
Yes.
He comes in.
He was confident, clearly.
He wistfully takes it away. And as we're making fun of this guy, he's still on the loose because he was so good at rollerblading, y'all. But can I tell you this? Here's this part of the story that's like, I want them to catch this guy so bad. Because I watched surveillance footage and the news story behind this whole thing. This 19-year-old clerk is so sweet.
Poor kid.
And like, obviously, at 19, can you imagine somebody coming
mortified.
In, robbing you, gun, knife, everything?
Yeah.
Here was the message that this poor 19-year-old clerk had for the guy that robbed him. At gun and knife point on rollerblades of all things. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Hang on. Listen to this.
I just work hard. I'm going to say same thing to him. Like, if you need money, if you want money, then you have to earn it for yourself.
Oh my God. Just the sweetest little guy. So I don't know. If you see a guy on rollerblades, anybody up in the Philly area, he was right outside of Philly when this happened.
Well, don't make everyone looking out for everyone on rollerblades. It's summer.
No one should be rollerblading in 2025.
No, don't say that. There's a lot of people who enjoy rollerblading.
No one should be rollerblading in 2025.
That's a crazy take.
Take that back.
Just talking about how people should have hobbies.
Who's rollerblading? Who's rollerblading?
We're not going to take up rollerblading.
They're criminal.
We're not creating some beef between us and rollerbladers.
Who rollerblades?
It's just this guy specifically.
Literally my cousin rollerblades.
Literally my friend Becca rollerblades.
She has a whole rollerblading Instagram account.
Okay, listen. If you rollerblade, please call us and tell us why. There's so many other sports and nowadays, who is still rollerblading? Call us and tell us why. There seems like so many things that you could be doing. That's your PA so cray-cray today, okay? Prove me wrong. If you rollerblade in 2025, you're a criminal. Like, it's just like, I feel like if you rollerblade in 2025, there's something going on here. We've only heard one story of rollerblading this year, and what did that person do? They robbed a gas station. And I'm like, do you guys know anyone that rollerblades anymore?
Yes, I actually have friends that rollerblade.
Are they criminals?
No.
Do they do upstanding, or do they do ill-fated?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you know how to rollerblade?
No, because I'm an adult.
So
it's not 1997 anymore. I don't know anyone that rollerblades.
So you're mad because you don't know how to rollerblade.
I did.
So now you're turning this around and saying anyone who does is a criminal.
I promise you.
This makes sense.
I promise you.
No one ever taught you.
No, I did.
So this is childhood trauma.
No. Bro, I was a great rollerblader back in 1994, like we all were. Like, that was the appropriate time to rollerblade.
But you lost it.
I just...
And you want it back. So you're blaming everyone else, huh?
He yearns for the blade.
Yeah, you wish.
Tracy was on from Columbia. What did Tracy say?
Tracy
hung up because she's a criminal. She had to go back to jail.
30-year-old daughter and 9-year-old daughter both rollerblade to this day, and they enjoy it.
I bet they're both have some kind of record. Mike and Abington, hi, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Mike, you rollerblade.
Yes, I do. And to answer your question, no, rollerbladers are not criminals. there's actually competitions for rollerblading still to this day.
Yes.
X Games, everything. There's rollerblading teams for races and speed runs. It's a great way to work out because I've had 6 knee surgeries. It's a great way to work out and get your legs back into shape. It's good physical therapy.
Wow.
And also, it helps with hand and eye coordination as well. Now, what the guy did up in Philly, I do not agree with that whatsoever.
That's good.
But was it really the rollerblading that made him a criminal? No, it was just his own personal actions. It was his own personal action. I mean, he could have rolled away in a moped, and
literally,
then all of a sudden everyone's saying, oh, well,
Mike,
everyone that rides a moped is a criminal.
He could have been on a bike. He could have been on a skateboard. He could have been in Vans. And
Mike,
everyone's like, no one ever wear Vans shoes ever again. Like,
Mike,
no.
You're being a little defensive here, Mike.
As he should, because you're talking crap on something that's a major part of this man's life here.
Mike, you're telling me you're not a criminal at all. You have no criminal record whatsoever?
Not whatsoever. I have 3 kids to take care of. I don't have time to be put in an orange jumpsuit.
Okay. Boom. You've never broken the law. You don't speed. You don't go above the speed limit. Nothing.
Not in my job of work. If I speed, I get fired.
Mike, do you think that Kramer actually has a problem with rollerbladers because he himself doesn't know how to rollerblade?
I do.
I feel like he would be the person that would try to get on rollerblades and then throw them off and get really mad, like, I'm done with this, and run away.
You may not be wrong, Mike. You may not be wrong. Okay, Mike's not a criminal. We'll say Mike's not a criminal. That's fine. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
When your group chat goes from party planned to wedding registries, it's pretty crazy.
Strange, right?
Yeah. So I just got back from vacation. Garage Boy and I went to San Diego for a friend's wedding, and we made like a whole trip out of it. And I lived there for 10 years. And so a lot of my time there was just me growing up and having chosen family and meeting friends that I'm still very close to. And it was interesting being there all together for the first time that specific group of people have not been together in person in 5 years, which is crazy. And I'm 31, and it's weird being together And these, you know, we were, these are the people that have seen me at like my messiest in the best and worst ways. Yeah. And now it's like, this was the third wedding in the group. And one of our friends there is also pregnant with her second baby.
Yeah.
And being there just put so many things into perspective. And it's kind of like, when was the last time that you've looked at your group of friends and really thought like, wow, like, not only have we been through so much together, but like, I think it's just so crazy that we're still involved and still close.
It's pretty cool that you are too. Not yeah. a lot of people can say that. I mean, if you've got friends that are more than 5 years, I mean, think about your friends you aren't friends with that you were 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty crazy that people that you still are still in your life 5 years later is pretty cool.
Yeah. And these are people that I've been friends with at this point now, 8 to 10 years.
Yeah.
And I think when we're together, it's like, you kind of revert to that version of yourself. Like, you feel like a bunch of kids together, yeah. but you're still different.
Right.
And being at the wedding was just kind of like a blast in the past of being able to celebrate that. And just, I think what was the most beautiful thing about it was I was really with these people every single day, 7 days a week in some capacity,
yeah.
whether we were working together or hanging out together. And it was like the most difficult, like all of us were living off of like food vouchers we were stealing from work. Like I was living in a living room. Like, so like one of my friends was like renting a closet from somebody, you know,
right.
Like it was like the most difficult times in our lives. But when you look back on it, it was also like the most fun
right.
and like the most freeing. And it's also the most freedom you have to figure out who you are and who you want to be
yeah.
and to kind of be together and to see what all of us have created within that time, that it wasn't just a celebration of the wedding that I was at, but it really felt like a celebration of all of us together. And that was, I think, one of the coolest parts from the vacation that we just had.
Kind of different growing up too, right? When you hang out with your friends where, let's just say like you're hanging out in your 30s mm-hmm. with your friends from your 20s.
Yeah.
It's like, I think it's two different things. One where, and I don't know if you're there yet because you guys are still in like your young 30s. One, because it's cool because you do kind of revert back and you're able to like kind of go back and relive some of your fun memories from your things that you would do when you were in your 20s, right?
Yeah.
But did you feel like, who's going to be the first one to tap out? Like, did you start to feel like, oh my God, I'm tired. I can't quite do what I did when I was in my 20s.
Oh, dude. Well, for me, my whole thing was like, I was like, y'all, on day one, this is how much time you have for me because I'm on East Coast time.
That's true.
So Garage Boy and I literally woke up at 3:00 in the morning, our time. By the time we were out with everyone, we were up for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was like, day one, this is what you have for me. But what I loved about this was all of us were like, okay, who has the electrolytes?
Yes,
where's
yes.
the Advil at, like, let's drink water in between.
We gotta stretch.
Everyone
hydrate,
was on that energy.
Like, we gotta yeah. get a yoga class in.
Most definitely.
We gotta get a therapy session in somewhere because yeah. life's just different now than it used to be.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
Mix 106.5.
Hey, we're back. And so is the free gas from Dash. And you're ready to play? We missed you guys. Let's go to caller number 10. Explain how we do this for $1,000. Who's this? Hi.
Good morning. This is Michelle and Tim.
Michelle and Tim. What's up, guys?
Hey, Michelle and Tim.
How we doing?
We're good. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How we doing? Well, welcome back. We got a brand new round for you guys. We're back from vacation. How we feeling? Are we ready to go for it?
We'll do our best.
Well, then, you know what? That's all we're asking today, because we're going to try our best, too. So let's see how we do as a combination here. You guys know how this goes. Have you guys played before? You have played.
We haven't. We have not.
Well, you've never played?
First time? Yep.
Oh, my
first
God.
Time.
Welcome. Welcome.
We've been trying.
What's that's awesome.
What's the relationship here?
We're related by marriage.
Related by...
Tim, what was the deal... Let's break that answer down for a second.
Yeah.
I'm a little confused by the timing.
We're related by marriage.
And then related by marriage.
Are you married or are you just related by marriage?
Because yeah, there's a difference, right? It's like, wait, are you guys like husband?
We're married.
Okay. Tim, we got to talk about, you got to be like, this is my wife and I love her. You know what I mean?
Tim's not married, but.
That's the answer that we need. We will get into that after the round.
Porn by rhythm.
We'll get into that in a second.
Wonderful years.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, no more questions.
No more questions. Let's play the game. Let's play the game.
Jess, how do we do this game? Let's move on.
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and Gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we'll go back to them if there's time at the end. Michelle and Tim, are you ready to play?
Yes, we are.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What is the fourth letter in the word calendar?
E.
Correct. Question number two. What's the fastest land animal?
A cheetah.
Correct. Question number three. Good to the last drop is the well-known slogan of which coffee brand?
Maxwell House.
Correct. Question number four. Which Netflix show follows a teenage girl who moves into a spooky boarding house and has psychic visions?
Pass.
Question number five. In which movie did Leonardo DiCaprio win his first Academy Award for Best Actor?
Pass.
Question number six. How many liters are in a gallon?
Four.
It's not four. Unfortunately, it's not four.
Pass.
It's all right, though, man. You guys were killing it there at the beginning. You guys came in strong.
Know,
you guys came in real
so
strong.
That was so good.
Well, let's go back through these and see how we would have done here. Jess, number four.
Number four, which Netflix show follows a teenage girl who moves into a spooky boarding house and has psychic visions? That is Wednesday.
Yep.
Number five, in which movie did Leonardo DiCaprio win his first Academy Award for Best Actor? That is The Revenant.
I forgot about that movie, too.
So did I.
And I forgot, which sucks, because it was his best, obviously his best work, but I kind of forgot.
I don't think, you know, there's a whole conversation.
That's when he lived in the bear, you know, he like,
I feel like he should have won an Oscar like way before that. So, number six, how many liters are in a gallon? That is 3.8.
We're so close, though.
And number seven, let's see how you guys would have done on this one.
You would have gotten this one.
Yeah. No. What force keeps planets in orbit around the sun?
Centrifugals, but I was
gravity. Yeah.
Gravity.
It's gravity. Hey, it's not bad for our first timers, especially. You guys came in super strong.
And on a Monday, too.
Yeah, it's Monday. Hey, it's all good. Here's the thing. You broke the seal. You know how it's done now. A lot of pressure on first timers, but you came in really good, I think. I think you guys did really well. So here's the deal. We're back. We're live for the foreseeable future. Come on back. We're going to try it again. Same thing tomorrow.
We will.
Seven more questions, and we'll see you same time tomorrow, okay?
Thanks.
Have a good day, and make sure to head to Dashin and try their classic country breakfast stackadilla or their Santa Fe stackadilla. Both are made with fresh cracked eggs and can be yours for an everyday low price of $6.95 only at Dashin.
Heinz Ketchup is rolling out a new campaign trying to make breakfast ketchup a thing because so many people are given a hard time for putting ketchup on their eggs that they're trying to now normalize.
Ew,
that,
they're gonna
right?
put this on TV.
Oh yeah. Oh,
ew,
yeah.
No.
So you'll be seeing TV commercials, social media ads, everything.
No.
For breakfast ketchup. Mm-mm. Because they say so many people are giving a hard time for putting ketchup on their eggs. They're now gonna roll out commercials to try to normalize making breakfast ketchup a thing because
no, not breakfast ketchup. I am traumatized personally.
I know. What's your problem with that? That doesn't bother me that bad for
because something. My tata, my grandpa, and my uncle have always put ketchup on their eggs. I like remember this ever since I was like a toddler.
Yeah.
I can see it now getting the ketchup bottom like on their eggs. And then mixing it up and eating it. And I was just like, why?
But why does it bother you so much?
Also, they would also put ketchup on their rice. That is criminal.
That's
the rice seems a little
that's
weird.
That's criminal.
But why does the egg bother you so bad? Is it the
can we focus flavor? On the rice thing? Because that pains me even more. Because for them, it's like, it's the wild, wild west. They're like, eggs. Rice,
yeah.
Who knows? What just, else are they going to put it on?
It's
what
almost
else?
Like they
Brussels
shoot it
sprouts
straight.
At this point? Like, what the heck? You know what I mean?
Let's go through some more food combinations. And call us in Texas with yours too, 410-583-1065. Let's see if we agree with these or not. And let's start with the classic, because I know this one's going to come up. Hmm. Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
No! Stop it! Stop making fruit hot! Stop making fruit hot! Please! It doesn't want to be hot! hot. It doesn't want to be soggy.
Jess came in hot after vacation, man. She's ready to argue
with
something.
My body's tensing
I like
up.
It. I mean, I wouldn't ask for it, but it doesn't bother me. I'm not going to yell at you like Jess will.
The
like,
pineapples
it's fine.
Look so sad. They're like wilted on the pizza, melted.
Can I tell you one that people gave me the hardest time for that I love? Putting peanut butter on my hamburgers. I love that.
Wait, what'd you just say to me?
Peanut butter on my hamburgers.
On your hamburger?
Like, I haven't done it in a while, but like,
what kind of 4-year-old toddler crap are we on today?
I love that. It is so good.
Wait,
to
are
me.
You serious?
Have you ever tried it before?
Wait, hang on.
It is
wait, what are the
so
other, wait,
good.
What are the other condiments that you're mixing with your hamburger?
You can put ketchup, peanut butter. But that's probably the only two I'd put on together.
Wait, you're having a dry hamburger,
yes.
Solo Dolo,
yes.
With ketchup
and peanut butter
and the bread.
Bro, do not knock it till you try it. Put cheese on there. Literally so good. Hey, Mix, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Rachel from Westminster.
Rachel, good morning.
Hi. So, a weird combination. My ex-mother-in-law used to put ketchup on her pancakes. I was horrified.
What is going on?
Here we go.
What is happening? You're telling me on hot pancakes, they're soaking up ketchup. Does she also put the syrup, or is she like, ketchup is my syrup?
Ketchup is her syrup.
No!
The first time I ever went out to breakfast with her, she put ketchup on her pancakes. I had to get up and walk away and go to the bathroom.
To throw up.
I was horrified.
You were throwing up in the bathroom.
You couldn't handle it.
Yes.
You just couldn't do it. No. You're like, I'm out of here.
What is going on?
That's a great one. Rachel, thank you for calling us. We appreciate it. That one's rough.
What's happening?
Okay, how about this one? We got a text from the 410. Peanut butter, jelly, and pickles. Can we do a peanut?
Oh, my God.
No? We don't like peanut butter, jelly, and pickles?
No!
I think that would...
I'm going to start crying.
Wait, where does it go wrong? Is it the jelly and the pickles, or is it the... Like, what's the part?
I just can't imagine. It's mushy already. And then where can the pickle even breathe?
Hey, Mix, good morning.
Good morning. This is Kayla from Parkville.
Hi, Kayla. What's your food combination people give you a hard time for?
So not me in particular. I like to think I'm pretty basic.
Pretty normal,
But my cousins, when they were younger, they used to dip their Flintstones vitamins into ketchup.
What is going on? What is happening?
When I saw that, I went and snitched on my mom, and I was like, "Me, please punish her for that."
Flintstone vitamins.
The
Flintstone vitamins.
First of all, I mean, those are people even still eating those? Because I did. But like, why are you even dipping them in ketchup for why? For what?
Amber, what's the food combination they give you a hard time for?
One of my friends from out of state gives me a hard time about French fries with gravy. I feel like it's a very popular local thing, but
are you ordering gravy on the side specifically for your fries?
No, it comes that way.
Yeah, I think here it's not that big of a deal.
I don't think that's weird.
I was going to say,
I don't think that's weird.
I think here it's okay, but I think if you didn't live here.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I think it might be kind of weird. Like when we lived in California, I think like that would be something to be like, wait, what? I think it's a very Maryland thing. When I lived in Georgia, it definitely would not have been a thing. But in Maryland, I think. But I see people outside the state being like, why are you doing that?
Okay.
I mean, it's definitely not. It's not mustard on French toast.
No, girl.
To like poutine.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Poutine. I was going to say, it's giving poutine.
No, poutine is too far for me.
Hang on a second. What'd you just say?
That's too far.
Wait, what's too far?
No, I don't want the cheese and the gravy mixing together.
Got it.
Bro, what?
So that's too far.
That's too far.
You're like, gravy, yes. Everything else, no.
Gravy or cheese separately, but not together, no. Ooh.
Wait, what are you talking
Amber, this
about?
Is very, I get it right. Let me take notes.
Have you ever had
Amber's
it like
order.
A loaded baked potato? Is that not your vibe? Are you one of the people that everything needs to be separate, like all the foods
I love a loaded baked potato.
Okay, everybody.
I've never had gravy on a baked potato, though.
Taking Amber's order is very complicated, so write it down. It's very specific. Thank you, Amber. We appreciate you. This is Laura in Bel Air. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Your weird food combination people give you a hard time for is what?
So my husband gave me a hard time when I tried this out, but one time when I was participating in the 420 activity, I decided to try Doritos and some icing that we had laying around. And I used it kind of like dip, and I just took the Dorito, and I just dipped it straight into the icing, and I tried it.
Okay.
And I really liked it because it was like balancing kind of like to like the saltiness of like the Doritos with the sweetness of the icing. And he thought it was such a weird combination, but I thought it actually tasted really good together.
Wait, what? Did you imagine the Dorito and icing combination like in a dream? Like, how did you even get to that possibility?
Well, she was a little elevated.
No,
in her thoughts.
I understand, but like, did that come out of nowhere, or was this something that you had been sitting on for a while, and you were like, you know what, I really want to know what it tastes like together.
It was a little out of nowhere. It was just like hungry, looking through the cabinet and deciding to give something a try.
Yeah. Right.
Now I have a question. Is this, when you have this combination of Doritos / icing, are you always in this elevated state of mind, or is this just your, just a go-to now?
It's definitely only when I'm like in an elevated state of mind. It's not something I normally would grab on like an average day, but munchies. It is like a fun
treat
snack that I like.
Is it Cool Ranch or?
No, when I tried it, it was just with like the nacho cheese, Doritos, and just a basic icing.
Vanilla
it
or
like
chocolate?
A really crazy flavor.
Wait, is it vanilla or chocolate icing? I just need to get the flavor.
Vanilla.
I'm a little curious. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know if I'm curious, if I'm grossed out, if I'm intrigued. My body is literally going through a lot of different emotions with that flavor combination.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
My niece and nephews are doing something to me, and I don't know if this is like normal baby behavior or like they're plotting against me. We got three, y'all. We got triplets. I don't know if like this is like they're just turning against me at this point. This is getting weird at this point, all right? If you don't know, my sister just had triplets about a year and a half now. We just got back from a trip with them, and I don't know anything about babies. I know nothing about babies, but I feel like at this point, at a year and a half, they're smart enough to grasp some things, right? They're starting to talk, they're starting to walk. And this is my, fifth or sixth time now hanging out with them.
Mm-hmm.
And as their uncle, as their godfather, I feel like they should know me pretty well at this point, right? So,
but you don't live in the same place as them.
I don't. So they live in Knoxville. I usually see them when I'm in Atlanta. We all get together at my family's house.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went down to go visit them for a couple of days over the weekend for Father's Day. And I walk in. So it's my whole extended family is there. And they see my mom. And they're so excited to see my mom. Oh, and they see my dad. They're so excited to see my dad.
Yeah.
And they see my brother, who they see almost as much as they see me. And they're so excited to see him. And they see literally everybody.
Yeah.
And then they see me, who they've seen literally just about as much as my dad and my brother.
Just about. Okay.
And y'all, they look at me like they have never seen my face ever in the history of time.
Okay.
Like their faces drop. Like they're like, huh? And I'm like, hang on.
Yeah, they're like, who is this guy? Is he delivering the mail or what's going on? Yeah.
Like they act like they've never
Amazon,
seen
Amazon, new toys? Let me see.
Like they come in so excited to see, you know, like my mom, so excited to see my dad,
yeah.
So excited to see my brother, so excited to see my brother's husband, so excited to see everybody. Mm-hmm. They get to me in the line. They're like, huh? And I'm like, wait a minute. How much money and time and like FaceTime and like have we spent doing this whole rigmarole? You guys are now like 18 months old and now y'all gonna act like you have no idea who I am? And like that was honestly, it was like a little disheartening because I'm like, y'all literally have no clue who I am at this point.
Yeah.
Like when does this kick in that like y'all gonna remember me? Because I feel like I put a lot of effort in. I feel like I'm like putting a lot of time and a lot of effort in. Like it takes a lot of time to like go down there to see them and like a lot of effort to like FaceTime and everything else.
Dude, you can't have beef with 1.5-year-old triplets.
I'm kind of beefing with the triplets.
You
kind of
can't have beef with them, dude.
I'm like.
What's the deal?
There's like a little bit of animosity.
They're like growing, you know. They've barely been on this planet for like a year and a half.
It's like a real question.
Beef with them.
It's a real question, though. It's like, do babies? Did you ever go through a phase with a baby where they like just don't remember you? And like, because I know you have nieces.
Yes.
And like, was that a thing where like your nieces just like didn't remember who you were?
No.
Okay.
But here's the deal.
I'm like, they remember everyone else, but they literally look at me. And it took me, it's literally that I was there for 2.5 days in Atlanta with them. And
yeah.
Like, at the very end, I'm like, they finally like came around. I'm like, I'm going to leave
again. Which is cool. But here, some things that I have witnessed, like I have had cousins and nieces and nephews who haven't necessarily like bonded with certain family members right away. And these are family members that live in the same place with them and are seeing them consistently, right?
Yeah.
So I do think you have to give yourself a little grace and you can't have so much beef because you've only, like you said, you've seen them. You've actually seen them physically like 5 times, right? Yeah. And these babies are they're just figuring out how to like be a human and stuff, right?
Yeah.
They're learning how to walk, you know what I mean?
Right.
They have a lot of other things that they're trying to figure out.
Yeah.
So I don't think you can take it too personally.
I'm taking it a little personal.
And I think I've seen like cousins and nieces and nephews and stuff, and there's literally no reason. Sometimes kids, they just have beef. They're just kind of like, I don't know you, and maybe I'm not vibing with you right now. And it's just, you got to let them figure it out. It doesn't mean it's going to last forever. And also, you can't be mad because, like, you don't know how much the triplets are, like, on FaceTime with other family members. Like, you don't know what's going on. You know what I mean? So maybe the solution can be you call them more often. Maybe if you want them to know what you look like and your face and all that kind of stuff, maybe make it a point to call them at least once a week. You know what I mean?
I've just decided no more gifts. No more gifts until...
So this is definitely not the way that you're going to squash the beef. It looks like you want the beef to live on.
Have you considered being more memorable? Like maybe you need
better gifts.
Have like a special song you sing every time you see him on FaceTime. Like, it's your Uncle Crames. You better not forget. Next
That's
time
a
I
jingle.
See you.
I need a jingle they can
sing.
Yeah,
you need
sing.
A jingle.
I don't know. There you go.
I don't know,
there
man. It's disheartening. Yep. Her friend took away her plus one to her wedding, but was the reason fair? Let's decide with Judge Jess.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? Welcome back. We're live this morning. If you don't know Jess, you should. She's a good person to know. She's my friend. We've been friends now for like a decade. And I can tell you one thing about Jess. She has a lot of opinions. There's no shortage of opinions there.
Yes, I do.
But she's honestly, she does give really good advice. And so we decided to turn that into a segment here. So we said, Lade, listen, you ever got a disagreement with somebody? You need like an external point of view. Why don't you do this? Call our voicemail, 855-Kramer-Jess. Tell us what's going on between you and somebody else, and we'll have Jess, our good friend, decide who's right and who's wrong, okay?
Hi, this is Laura from Frederick, and I have a question for Judge Jess. So I got invited to my very good friend's wedding, and of course I get a plus one. So I say, yes, I'm going to be bringing my boyfriend. But unfortunately, we break up. But 2 weeks later, we got back together. So I phoned her and said, like, hey, actually, I'm going to bring my boyfriend. She tells me that she's given away my plus one to the wedding, which honestly makes no sense to me because she's budgeted for two people for me. And if I go by myself, I'm going to be stuck at a couple's table by myself. Like, honestly, at this point, like, I don't even want to go because it's not going to be fun for me. And I'm going to be just peeved off the entire time. So, Jess, as someone who has just gone through a wedding themselves, like, please tell me that this is absolutely unfair to me.
Okay. So, yo. It happens. You break up. A couple weeks later, you're like, no, we're just kidding. We're not actually broken up, which is such an awkward, terrible situation to have to then go back to your friends.
I mean, it's fine, but she gave away her plus one.
She calls her friend and said, listen, we're broken up. It's over. We're never getting back together.
Right.
And then has to call back and be like, yo, I'm just kidding.
JK. Yeah. JK.
Which, let's be honest, that's an awkward call to have to make in the first place. And then her friend's like, hey, sorry. You can't bring him. You can't.
It's over.
It's too late. It's over. Who's right and who's wrong in this situation? They can't seem to figure it out. We'll go to Jess.
She gave away the plus one. Once you give it away, it's gone forever.
2 weeks, though?
Also, just like a side note for weddings in general, as the guest, y'all need to understand the wedding is not about you.
Why is your voice crying?
Because I'm she's PO'd, I'm PO'd. Like, this is making my blood boil. Like, I don't know what it is about the situation where people think that, like, the wedding is just not about the people who are getting married. Like, for her to feel like she's demanding, like, that was for me. You telling me your friend doesn't have other family and friends that they're immediately not going to give that to? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you give it away, it's one thing. She gave it to you. Cool. You guys make up, break up, live your life. No judgment there. People make mistakes. Everybody has those days. However, if you're going to give it away, girl, it's gone. Like, the minute you tell me I don't need my plus one, I have you on speaker and I'm currently texting my cousin, girl, you're on the list. Get back on.
For 2 weeks, though.
No, but
I don't know, man.
But you tell me you don't need this anymore. It's going to be gone? 5 seconds and I'm like calling my mom. Hey, mom, your girl can come. Hey, dad, your guy, the golf guy you've been begging me to bring to the wedding.
The golf guy?
Yeah, my dad wanted to bring this guy to our wedding so bad.
Who's the golf guy?
His buddy he plays golf with. I was like, dad, stop trying to make it happen. Like, he can't come. However, at the end, when someone said they couldn't come, I was like, dad, your homie can come.
The golf guy's in.
The golf guy's in.
So the golf guy was able to come.
The golf guy's in.
But the golf guy, though, over her boyfriend?
If you're telling me that you don't want it anymore, I don't care if it's your boyfriend or your cousin or your grandma.
Or the golf guy.
You don't have the plus one because I gave it to my dad's golf guy. Do you get what I'm saying?
No.
If you give it up, it's gone. And also, by the way, it's not yours, girl. It's not your wedding. Let it go.
Wow.
And if you're this PO'd about not having a plus one to the point that you don't want to go to your friend's wedding, girl, I don't even want you there, honey. I don't want you there. I don't.
We bought a tiny gavel off of Amazon.
Team golf guy.
To make things official.
Golf guy, if you give away your plus one, it's not your plus one anymore. Also, it's not
golf
your
guy.
Wedding.
Golf guy's going then.
Golf guy's going.
Golf guy's got the, wow. Does that sound right to you?
Yes. Oh, this is Heather on 4 in Bel Air.
What up, Heather?
What's up, Kramer?
What do you think about that?
Jess is absolutely right.
You think so?
I understand that she could be a little upset that she can't bring her boyfriend, but my point was, if your issue is that you're mad because you don't even want to go now because you're going to be there by yourself, why didn't you invite someone else as your plus one to begin with and not just give it back?
Oh.
Literally, like, she could have asked a friend to go with her. She could have had her mom go with her. She could have had anyone else, but she gave it back.
That's a good
point. And you should be grateful that she gave you a plus one, because people, when they're planning their weddings, especially when they're the ones paying for it, are crossing people off that they might want to come because, oh, she might want to bring a plus one.
Yeah.
So Jess is right that the minute you say you don't want that anymore, there's someone else on that list that they wanted to invite, but they were trying to be kind enough to give you a plus one. But since you don't need it, let me invite this other person now because I wanted them to come anyway.
So you're saying maybe she made an emotional decision by saying, like, if he can't be there, then I'm right. Nobody's going. And now
Which
she's kind of like...
I'm like, if you really didn't want to go alone, you would have invited someone else.
Dang.
So to me, it feels like...
Her mistake.
She's just upset because she made a choice. Everyone knows about it. And now that she changed her mind, everyone should be fine with it. Maybe she feels kind of a certain way about the fact that they broke up and got back together.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's a really good point. Thank you for calling us.
This is Julie on one. And Julie.
Julie's gone.
Julie is gone.
We can talk to Jenny. What's up, Jenny? Good morning. This is Jenny and Laurel.
Good morning.
Do you feel like it's right to take away? I mean, a friend says, listen, I'm giving up my plus one, but now I want it back. You know, we were in this, my boyfriend and I were in the situation, but now we're back together, and I'd like to get that plus one back. Jess is saying, no, like, it's gone. It's over.
No, I agree. I mean, you shouldn't even be telling everyone about it, like, immediately. Give it a couple weeks, and if she would have given it a couple weeks, she would have still had that plus one.
Oh, so you're saying it was her
fault.
Hold off
on the breakup announcement, you mean?
Yeah, like, why are you immediately, the first thing you're going to do when you break up is say, okay, I need to cancel my plus one to a wedding. Like, no, give it a minute, make sure you're settled and concluded everything, and then be like, okay, it's completely over.
So do we, I think what we're getting, and I'm kind of looking through some of the synopsis of the other calls here too, it seems like maybe we jumped the gun a little bit on the emotional decisions of just canceling in the first place.
Okay, yes, fine. But also, I think the bigger issue of it all, the entitlement is out of control. Like,
what do you mean by entitlement?
Like, that whole call, she's upset that she doesn't get to bring her boyfriend now. And she, and to the point where she's almost not wanting to see her friend get married.
Yeah.
Like, do you not even care about the fact that your friend's getting married? Like, this isn't about you bringing your boyfriend. It's about your friend getting married.
It's a reality show of it.
Do you get what I'm saying?
It just all of a sudden turned into a reality show. Yeah, you're right.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.